Hi, this is Michael at MMA Legal.
Shit, Mitchell.
Hey, Mr. Mitchell, how are you, sir?
Not bad.
Let me see if I can let me get your details up. I'll have a chat with you. You said, do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me?
Yeah, I'll call you. Sure.
Okay. Can you let you know, so all of our calls are recorded for payment and management purposes. It's my role, sir, to go out and gather the evidence for you. Whether that be writing to social services or educational authorities, if that's my role and my team's role, Mr. Mitchell. One of our roles is also to get to know you a bit better, Stuart.
Mm-hmm.
Try and understand, you know, the trauma you suffered and faced as a child,
mm-hmm.
how that has had an effect on you into your adulthood.
Yeah.
You know, whether that be stuff like in evidence, like, you know, anxiety, depression, PTSD,
mm-hmm.
any sort of alcohol or substance issues to it. And I'll write to, you know, GPs, NHS stuff, rehabilitation clinics or centres or charities,
yeah.
and gather that information for you before we present it to the Scottish Redress team.
Uh-huh.
And that is obviously an overall picture of Stuart Mitchell, not just in care or in these, you know, units. It's because mm-hmm. of them as well, and
uh-huh.
that's an effect it's had on you. They have to take that into consideration when we're presenting our case as well, Mr. Mitchell, just to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So I am going to ask you some tough questions here. I do apologise in advance, but I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't ask you these. I am sorry, Stuart. Have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of mental health condition, Stuart?
I've got a split personality disorder.
Okay. What's that entail, sir?
One minute I could be talking away to you, and the next minute I could just fly off the handle or not.
Okay. Okay. Are you on medication from your doctor for the split personality disorder?
I am.
Okay. Did they manage it well for you, or...? How are you getting on with that?
At the precise moment, I'm thinking about changing it because it seems to be no working anymore in the occasion.
Ah, okay. Well, then you probably get used to it, does it, then?
Aye.
Yeah, no problem. Have you ever suffered with depression or anxiety, Stuart?
Yes.
You've been diagnosed with that from your doctor?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Have you had any issues with alcohol or any substance issues to it that I can evidence?
I used to have problems with drugs and alcohol, yes.
And how did you get away from them problems?
Well, I still dabble now and again, you know, it's
okay.
No, I'm fully away from it.
Okay. But you said you speak to your doctor about any of this?
Yes, I've been to counselling and things like that.
Okay. Counselling through your GP, Stuart, or is that through a separate organisation?
No, it was through my GP.
Okay. Okay, and the last one I've got to ask you, buddy, is the toughest one, and I am so sorry for having to ask this one. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Stuart?
I have, yes.
I'm so sorry, mate. I'm sorry that you thought that was an option.
Did you end up in hospital with that?
Yes, I. I've been detained on the Mental Health Act about five times.
Okay. How long is the day shift?
Ah, forgetting that, Paul, getting there. Take a bit of time, aye.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, Chief, is I'm going to get your GP details from you.
Yes.
And any psychiatric hospitals that you've been detained in. Uh-huh. I'll write to them for you. I've gathered all the information that they have on you. Uh-huh. Along with the record from social services and the education authorities up in Scotland. Uh-huh.
Yes.
They can obviously paint an accurate picture of, you know, the atrocities uh-huh. that have happened to you. And,
right.
Try and get you as much as we possibly can. So can I see your GP's details, please, sir?
It's Dr. Ross.
Yeah.
Lochview. Right. Medical Practice, Greenock.
Thank you. Okay. The psychiatric hospital that you were in?
I've been in a few. I was in one called the Ailsa Hospital.
Ailsa Hospital?
Ailsa. A-I-L-I-E, I think. Ailsa.
Mm. I'm not sure. Well, let me thank you for that. I'm going to make sure I get that one right for you. Hey.
IES, I think, I'm not sure.
IES Hospital. Greenock, would that be?
No, here, the Melton Road in here, I think.
Right,
Just to the hospital.
To be honest, I'll look. AILSA. AILSA. That's a tough one, huh? Elisa?
Ailsa, yes, what Ailsa?
Yeah, I've got it here. AILSA Hospital. Hold on, let me just get the details on it. And that's Dalmenington Road. AYRKA668AB. Okay. Okay, buddy, I've got that one.
I'm not sure the name of the Irvine. Irvine, like IRVINE.
General Hospital.
Aye.
So I'll look at that one for you as well. Is that an air shed or is that an air?
Yes, an air shed, yes.
Yeah, okay. Urban Hospital Air Shed. It's called Air Shed Dental Hospital.
Yes.
Jesus, so scary that. There's a picture of it, it's white.
Aye.
Scary that.
Aye, isn't it?
Jesus. AYRHIRN. Central Hospital.
And that's it, mate. I've been.
Yeah. It's Kilwinning Road.
Yes.
And that is KA onto 8SS. Okay.
That's it, Paul.
Okay, buddy. Alright, so what I'll do is I'll write to GP, I'll write to these two NHS trusts, get as much information as I can for you. I'll also write to the social services of Coylton, Children's Unit and Bedbury, residential
unit. And Maple. Right.
And Mabel.
No, that's the Red Bray.
Okay.
The residential place was in Mabel when I from here.
Okay. When I get the information back to you, do you want me to share everything I get back with you?
You. Not really at all. I could have known it all, you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'll do. It's going to take me 6, 8, maybe even 10 months to get the information back to you.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. I'll ask you when I get it.
Yes.
And if you want it, then obviously it's yours. If not,
I'll see.
Don't worry about it.
No problem.
So what'll happen is obviously I'll have to go through that with you.
Uh-huh.
That's obviously going to be a tough call for us both, mainly obviously for you. So there's no pressure on that. We can do that in 1 call, 10 calls. We'll get through it together. We'll make sure that you're happy with all of the evidence that I've collected for you. We'll go through all of your statements, Stuart, and then we'll add all of your medical records to your case, to your claim, should I say. And then we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress team.
Okay.
So just to let you know what I've done so far, Stuart, is that we've gave Scottish Redress notice that we are going to claim. But we've also told them that we are going to provide them with support and evidence.
Mm-hmm.
As it stands right now, we've got an application number for you, and we've been recognised as your law firm.
Okay.
And they're just waiting on the support and evidence. So, after this call, provided you're happy, I'll go off and start fighting the fight for you.
Yes, that's fine, thanks.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, Stuart?
Not at the moment, that's fine. Thank you very much.
No, it's okay. Just to let you know, Stuart, what will happen is once we do the final submission, we then await what's called the panel date.
Mm-hmm.
The panel will judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so, there's no need for us to attend. And then from there, Stuart, we'll hopefully get you the recognition that you deserve and an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Mitchell.
Okay.
Okay. Stuart, I just need to go back one step with you, just to make sure that you are fully aware of our fees and what we charge and how we charge them.
Uh-huh.
It'll take me 2 minutes, buddy. I just have to run through it with you on this recorded call.
No problem.
Just for our compliance. So just to let you know, Stuart, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so. But obviously that would entail, if you wish to, gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case. But that is an option for you, Mr. Mitchell. Mm-hmm. Option two, sir, is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, and they don't charge any fees. The reason they don't charge fees, Stuart, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Fee Scheme, Government Legal Fee Scheme. Now, them law firms, they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses, or draws that case. Now, as a fellow law firm, Stuart, I am unable to, quite frankly, I'm not allowed to discuss what those law firms would do for you, or more importantly, Stuart, what they don't do or won't do for you. Also, I can tell you, Stuart, is that we don't participate in the government legal fee scheme. We don't take our extra handouts from the Scottish Government, and we don't want to be owing anything to them either. What we do is we'll enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, and where if you win, Stuart, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can for you to give you the best possible chance of getting the most out of this opportunity.
Yes.
So then, Stuart, our fees are capped at 15% plus VAT. What that means is you never pay us more than 19.2% of any of the commission you receive. No matter how much time and effort goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 19.2%. On the flip side, Stuart, because you've been through such mental health problems because of your time and care, we will never put you under any sort of financial stress if we are unsuccessful with your case. So what that means, Mr. Mitchell, is if we don't get you compensation, if you don't pay us anything, our insurance policy will cover all of our fees, our end. To give you no win, no fee, Stuart.
No problem.
Is that okay, sir?
No, that's fine, that's great.
Do you understand those two options I've just given you?
Yes, I understand them, yes.
Okay, you happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes, you continue, aye.
Okay,
perfect. Just to let you know, Stuart, before we go, from the date you signed any documentation with us, you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is up until day 14, if you want to, from the date you signed, you can rip up any agreements you have with us and walk away. Or alternatively, Stuart, if you're happy with us as your law firm, happy with our fees, and just want us to crack on, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case.
I'm going to waive the 14-day period. Just waive it, mate, and you carry on.
Perfect. What I'll do, Stuart, is you have my number now. Save my number. My name's Michael, I work for you.
No problem.
People are walking you through to the end, so if you ever need me for anything, Stuart, just give me a call, okay?
No problem, mate. Thanks very much.
I'll just basically do every 3 to 4 weeks, Stuart. I'll let you know how I'm getting on with your case. But if you need me, just ring me, okay?
No problem, mate. Thanks very much, alright?
I know, Stuart. Thanks for calling through,
buddy. Cheers, pal. Right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.